It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Here we go.
I've never said that Big Bud's like the anchor. He's kind of the anchor.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go?
Like, when I'm not around, it's like letting the monkey out of the
hamster out of the ball.
At the hamster, like, I gotta tell the monkey story to get the hamster story. So I have to tell the monkey story to get to the hamster story. So this is a hamster story, or should I tell the hamster story to get to the monkey story?
Go.
All right. So the monkey story is this: my mother's friend had a monkey, a spider monkey, and it was a great monkey. Apparently, One day, its cage was in their library. And it got out of the cage and had a whole afternoon of ripping every single page out of every single book in that library and throwing it on the floor and then pooping on everything.
Fun. Monkey in a library.
Monkey in a library. Yes. Monkey, that should be another name. So this brings me to my hamster story. You can have the hamster story and come on all the way underneath it. So we used to have hamsters. Well, this hamster. So we had two hamsters, and one hamster.
This is grown up.
Let's try it.
This hamster, there were two hamsters.
Two hamsters.
Okay. One of them was Ozzy, and the other one was Taj. Ozzy was fine. Taj was not so fine. Taj was a bit of a rambling wreck.
He was blessed.
He was a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
So every morning, while my hamsters were alive, which was probably about 3 years, because, you know, the average mean of a hamster is probably like, you know, 90 days.
Yeah.
So this was my morning. So apparently the hamster in the middle of the night would get out of our cage. We would put rubber bands on, and it would get out of it, bounce down off the dresser, which the cage was. So it'd get off, bounce off the cage, bounce off the dresser onto the floor. So now it's on the floor. So we are in the top floor. So it goes down the circular staircase. We assume one by one going down, there were holes.
I'm just picturing it sliding down the rail.
Like doing that on 2 feet, going like, woo! So it slid down the rail, like, woo! Going down like that. So now it gets down to the bottom. And so it gets to the bottom, and it would run around doing whatever, and then finally it would always end up in my parents' bathroom. So it would go in the bathroom, and they had a sunken tub.
Yeah.
So there was a sunken tub there.
It was, like, in the ground?
Well, yeah. It was, like, it was just the way that it was made. So the bathtub is, like, on the same, it's ground level. So it goes lower than the ground to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, not common, whatever. So anyway.
Opposite of the clod tub
or the one where you have to stand up, you know, with the old person, you can close the door. So anyway, the hamster would think that it was the best thing to just go down into, so it would slide down into the sunken tub.
Yeah.
Where it would, which I always find incredible because.
Practicing skateboarding.
Like that is the what thing that caused that thing to be trapped. But it'd be trapped in the tub. Like, how in the heck did you get out of the cage?
The rubber band cage.
And go down the stairs. I mean, there was James Bond music going after this thing, for God's sakes.
It was a ninja until it got to the bathtub.
So every morning, my mom would wake up at 6 in the morning.
Scream?
Yes, but she wouldn't scream in fear.
Okay.
So this would be what I would be getting woken up
anger
to.
Anger scream?
No, not well. There'd be anger, but we'd be sitting there, and I'd be sleeping. I'd be sleeping, then you kind of wake up because you're ready for the alarm to come up, and then I'd hear, "God damn hamster!" And that's when I knew it was morning, and the hamster was downstairs, and I could hear my dad going like, as it went down. I almost think my dad might have
just woke up
down
in the
there, put
of
him
night.
Down there. But I mean, for like every, and it would be daily.
Yeah.
So for days, like at a time, that was my wake up. God damn hamster! So good. The best. So that's my hamster story. That's a good. I mean, that's a pretty good hamster story.
Better than most.
Better than most. There's. I'm sure there's a hamster story that's better.
Oh yeah.
But probably not. I mean, that's mean hamster.
Mean? Like
average.
Yeah.
That's like above mean hamster.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're talking. You're doing
median ham. As I tell people, I've said before on the radio show.
You're doing math.
Whenever math, I spell math with two F's. Whenever they started adding letters was when I tuned out. Like, I just got the numbers. What do you mean?
Now we're adding the alphabet?
I mean, it's 3, 6, 9, 12, 16, 18, 21, 24, 27, and then there's an A?
Yeah.
Come on. Why do I have to solve for A?
X of F.
Yeah, FX. Yeah, solve for FU. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, hey, we haven't talked any sports today, but the Rockies did split, and so they've won their they won another series. Yep. Won another series. They took their ace down. They took Santana down,
yep.
Which was nice to see. This other guy's been pitching great.
Berrios.
It's like Barrios, but with an E. So now the Rockies are off to, I believe, is it Philadelphia first or Cincinnati? Are they on to Cincinnati now? Woo! Because if it is, I'm going to tune in for every single game. People don't understand how fun it is to watch Cincinnati Reds games. And if you're not, you got to turn in. So I'm telling you, watch Root. So what happens is you know the joke that we've been doing, right? So whenever someone wins something, we play this. We go. So how this started was a bunch of drunk people in Cincinnati. And so on TV, I guess I'm just warning you people. And if you audio boom, so you can warn other people. Darren Copeland Experience, Mile High Sports, Darren Copeland Experience. But I'm just telling you this. Okay? Be prepared when you're watching the Cincinnati games for all the Cincinnati fans to start doing that. Because apparently they were at
Bring your
dog to the park. So a bunch of guys were trying to make a Chihuahua laugh or cheer or woo. And so they were all going, woo, woo. And then the kids picked it up. And once the kid picked it up, it was all over. And then that's why the whole stadium of the Cincinnati Reds, 30,000 people, all of them going, woo, woo. At terrible times. Terrible times. Right?
Terrible times.
Terrible indeed.
Yeah, so they do have the Reds next, and then they go to the Phillies. For four. And then they're back here versus the Cardinals.
So they have a real shot to go like 6-4, 7-3 on this road. Do you realize that they are 13-6 on the road?
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of
mind battling.
I sit at these places. So I go around and I talk to people during the day, and sometimes I'm sitting at bars, sometimes I'm sitting at coffee shops, sometimes I'm sitting at libraries, sometimes I'm sitting at the bus stop. But I talk to these people and everyone's like, oh, the Rockies. I'm just like, there are so many numbers. There are so many numbers that you can look at and say how good the Rockies are this year. 13-6 on the road. 13-6. When is the last time a Rockies team? Never. That's the answer. Never. They've never been over 500 on the road. Okay. Do you realize that with today's win, the rookies, so Sensatella, Kyle Freeland, and Herman Marquez are 13-5 with a 3.38 ERA? That is a spectacular ERA. Meanwhile, Holland, all he does is save.
What is that, 17 now?
Maybe we should just
17 for 17?
Yeah, we should start calling him Jesus.
Jesus.
Chewy saves. Because seriously, I mean, Jesus doesn't save at the rate that Holland is saving.
Or Holland's catching up. He's pretty close.
He is close. He hasn't made any mistakes. And even if they did, well, you know, Jesus died for those sins. But listen, he hasn't made a mistake. And that's awesome. I'm sitting there listening to the Twins broadcast, and LaTroy Hawkins was there. We talked about LaTroy Hawkins, but you people don't even talk about LeMahieu. Do you realize he is a Gold Glove batting title winner sitting at your second base, and no one talks about him on this team?
No
Arenado
one.
Is a Silver Slugger Gold Glover. Everyone talks about him.
Well, wasn't LeMahieu the Silver Slugger last year?
Yes. He was the batting champion last year. So you get a Silver Slugger for being the best offensive guy at your position.
Position, yeah.
So it's like a Gold Glove.
Yeah.
Batting champion is batting champion. I mean, you are batting champion
of the National League.
Of the National League. So you are the champion of all that. So he is the reigning NL batting champion, and he's a Gold Glover. And they're like, oh, let's talk about Blackman and Cargo, and let's talk about Ian Desmond, and let's talk about Reynolds, who they called the most impactful player in the lineup right now. Let's talk about Arenado. Let's talk about Gray, and we can talk. And no one even talks about, like, Trevor Story is going down to AAA, and no one cares. That guy hit 25 home runs last year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ho-hum. We have got Pavelka. All right, well, I'm going to go look for whatever happened to Big Fuzz. And keep listening. That's all I have to say, because
make sure he's not part of that Kill Bigfoot show yet.
Oh, my God. Mountain Monsters. Yeah. They don't kill Bigfoot.
Well, there's like Killing Bigfoot. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Seen that one?
Yeah, no, not my favorite.
Yeah.
I want to see a maim Bigfoot, not kill Bigfoot.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports. Proceed to party.